100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us as we close out the morning show here today, Aubrey Wilson, who is the brand new director of theater at Emporia State University.
Aubrey, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Ron?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I have to ask, Aubrey, the word came out here, was it Tuesday, Wednesday, that you'd been named here to the role. How pleased were you when you were asked to take over the theater department?
That's such a great question. I am overjoyed. This has been my dream job since I started my academic career, and I'm so honored to follow in the footsteps of my mentor, Jim Bartriff. So I couldn't be happier.
Jim Bartriff, wow. Bringing back a name from the past here.
Blast from the past.
At Emporia State. Yeah, Jim was outstanding. We certainly enjoyed working for him. So let's talk a little bit about Aubrey and where you grew up and your educational background here, Aubrey.
Sure. I grew up in Independence, Kansas, right down there in that southeast corner. I lived there all of my young life, and then I moved to Emporia to pursue my undergraduate degree in theater. And then I went on to get my master's degree at the University of Iowa. I took a pit stop in New York. I did the New York thing for a little bit. I then, after grad school, ran a theater company in Salem, Oregon, called Enlightened Theatrics with my partner, Vincenzo Maduri. And, and then my husband got hired here at Emporia State. We moved back. We were thrilled to move back to Kansas from Oregon. And then when this position came open, I just knew I had to apply for it.
What was it about Emporia State University and the theater department that made this basically your dream job?
Well, I mean, I had such an incredible experience here as a student. I had incredible professors, Teresa Mitchell, Nancy Pontius, Susan Mai, Lindy Bartriff, Jim Bartriff, the list goes on and on. All of the theater staff and faculty that were there when I was a student really inspired me as a young person. And really, it was the first time I felt like I was around a group of people who understood me and could help me grow and cultivated my love for theater. So having such a positive undergraduate experience, it was a no-brainer for us to want to come back. And I guess, you know, in 2019, right after I finished graduate school, Jim Bartriff invited me to come back, and I directed a production of The House of Blue Leaves for ESU, and I had a great time doing that. So I just knew when the position came open for my husband to potentially apply that it would be a great place for us to land. Permanently.
I have to ask, too, given the names that you've mentioned here that have been really part of, what had been the Emporia State Theater powerhouse for a long period of time, and names that really are still familiar to a lot of our listeners, what did you wind up taking from them, and how has that shaped your approach to theater and specifically, I guess, theater education now as you take over?
Yeah, well, the first thing that they really taught me is to love the art form in all of its many facets through understanding of its history and how to create a solid production. But what maybe is the most important thing that I learned from all of my educators was to care for the student. I felt like as a young person, they were invested in me, not only in just my education, but in my complete well-being. They inspired me to be a good person, to work really hard, and then, of course, to love the art form. So I would say that those lessons that they taught me were invaluable, and I will always be grateful to them for that.
Aubrey Wilson, the new Emporia State University Theater Director, joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment on a Friday morning. It is 8:50, sunny and 52 degrees on our way to 75 today. So any ideas? I know this is early in the process, Aubrey, but now that you're leading the way, anything specifically, you want to get done? I mean, any, blueprints for game plans on how you want this all to go?
Sure. With my professional experience in the world, I've learned a lot of new tricks, and there's a lot of really great new technology out there for us. And I think that my main goal is to really help the program move into the next generation of theater artists. So helping them create theater using tools that are cutting edge is a really big goal of mine. First and foremost, just updating our equipment would be something that I'd like to tackle in the next couple of years, as well as continue that legacy that I just talked about with my past professors of, you know, just turning out really good theater artists, but also really good humans. That's our goal.
And you're getting ready here not that far down the road for, what is it, Androcles and the Lion, which is coming up here in the middle of April.
Yeah.
Where are you at in the preparation for that? And the other question I have is something that's near and dear to a lot of our hearts as well, summer theater. What's the kind of the tentative game plan for that?
Yeah, so Androcles and the Lion rehearsals have been going great from everything I've heard. I'm not a part of this particular process. But I do know they had their designer run last night, so the first time that the actors showed the play to all of our design team, and I heard that it went really well. And then the summer theater production is Two Gentlemen of Verona. That is directed by Dennis Turney Jr., and he is our Shakespeare specialist. So it's sure to be a very exciting show. There are a couple of really great community people that have signed on for the show. So I'm excited to kind of watch Dennis and help Dennis bridge the gap between the university and the community for this summer theater production.
Well, and you're sliding in at a pretty good time, too, because it seems like things at Emporia State are abuzz with the new scholarship offers, you know, across the campus. And the theater department is part of that. How big is that, Aubrey?
Yeah, it's huge. It has helped us in this recruitment season so much. I've been able to help as an adjunct recruit for the upcoming year. We started, recruitment in October, really, with our homecoming musical. And being able to announce that big scholarship push for our freshmen has really helped when we're talking to high schools and when we went to Kansas Thespians in January. So it's exciting because I think what it allows us to do is to get a really high caliber of student interested in Emporia State and also help students who are of that low income status have a chance to go to college and study this art form.
Well, Aubrey, best of luck here to you as you get your feet wet, get started here, restarted at Emporia State, considering you were an alum here of the university, and best of luck here with the upcoming programs that you got for the community to enjoy here, not only at the end of the regular academic year, but also for the summer as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, y'all.
All right, Aubrey, you too. Have a great day. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. That's, the new ESU theater director, Aubrey Wilson, joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment here, Chuck.
Okay. Closing things down. Don't forget, we got Talk of Emporia at 11:06. A look at the